Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, welcome to Versatile Radio.
Yeah, 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 what's up? Legend.
What's up? You guys are right here with LA1, Carlos Trejos, and hey. I'm going to be in and out of the show. So you guys hang in there. These guys got a good show for you. They always talk about the real. So, you know, we're going to be also playing a whole lot of new music, that, you know, same stuff that we've been playing. A lot of the artists that we are that we actually have scheduled in the future, so you guys are really gonna enjoy this. You want to say hello, LA1?
Yeah, we're gonna have a good show today, man. Hey, hello everybody, man. I'm glad to be back with you guys on Real Talk Tuesdays, man. And yeah, my boy right here, Carlos, man. He's thought up a good topic, man. That you know what has a lot of depth to it. When we get into it, you know.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. What's up, Carlos, man? What's going on with you, little Carlos?
Right here, man. Just, you know, trying to make that money.
Yeah, man. You know, topic, man. What's the name of the topic?
The topic, man. The topic's gonna be going towards the future, man. Getting over the past, and but not forgetting what you learned from me.
The topic is about basically moving forward. Moving forward.
Exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah. We're gonna be on tonight for a couple hours. You know, throw some music flavor for you guys.
Good stuff. Mix it up.
For sure.
So what's up with you, Mary?
Just doing what I gotta do. Making that money still, and issues with the car. Trying to just get a step further, and always moving forward. Like I say, we'll be right back right after this song, and you guys will go ahead and go into your Real Talk show. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for joining us.
Chance you get. outside. Somewhere inside my childhood when it's my heart die. And even though we both came from the same places, the money and the fame made us all change places. How could it be through the misery that came to pass? The hard time to make a true friend afraid to ask. A currency, but you can run to me when you need. And I never leave, honestly, someone to believe in. As you can see, this small thing to a truth. What could I do? Real homie self, you get through. And coming new, he do the same thing if he could. Cause in the hood, true homies make you feel good. And half the time, we be acting up. Call the cops, bringing a cease to the peace that was on my block. And never stopped when my mama asked me, will it change? Tell her, yeah, but it's clear I'll always be the same. Until the end of time. My heart stares seem to scare all my sister's kids. So you know, I don't hang around the house much. This all night, money making got me out of touch. Shit, ain't blessed a smile in a long while. An unexpected birth works of the ghetto child. My attitude got me walking solo. Ride all alone in my Lolo. Watching the whole world move in slow-mo. Before time disappear, listen to the ocean. Smoking poor stick, my thoughts in the sack of toasting. Who can I trust in this cold world? My phony homie had a baby by my old girl. But I ain't tripping, I'm a player, I ain't sweating him. I think the sister had a mumble like a Mexican. This Mexican, no remorse, it was meant to happen. Besides rapping, only thing I did good was rapping. Until the end of time.
Put a surprise in the mailbox, hope you get it. Happy birthday, bitch. You know you should have did it. Everybody's dying in my neck. Who can I trust? Will they be G's and then look at me before they bust? Or will they kill me while I'm sleeping? Shoot to the head while I'm in bed, licking blood on my satin sheets. Is there heaven for a baller? Getting suspicious of the sticks. I love busy every time I call her. Nancy telling me to visit. Who else is home? I check the house before I bone, so we all alone. After another, hit the highway. See you later. To all the players, watch the flyway. A nigga played her. The bitch is telling all the homies that I can fuck her like no other. Now the mother bitches wanna bone me. I'm under pressure getting drunk. Somebody help me. I drank a fifth of Hennessy. I don't think it's healthy. I see my enemies, they creepin'. Don't make me blast. I watch the 5-0s rollin'. Motherfuckers pass by me like they know me. Smiling like they laugh. I put up my middle finger, then I dash. Niggas don't like me cause I'm thuggin'. And every day I'm a hustler looking to get paid. They wanna bury me and worry, don't need to lie. I pray to God, I don't scream when it's time to cry. Nowhere to rest, I'm losing hope. Ain't that a bitch? When I was with the head clock, now the niggas low. I put the pistol to my head and say a prayer. I see visions of me dead, Lord, are you there? They tell me, am I lost cause I'm lonely? I thought I had friends, but in the end a nigga dies lonely. Nowhere to run, I'm in terror, and no one cares. A closed casket at my funeral when no one's there. Is there a future for a killer? I change my way. But still, that don't promise me the next day. So I say cousin with a pass before I'm a blast. I'm busted on these motherfuckers in my mask. They wonder if I'm hell back. Well, hell can't be worse than this, cause I'm in hell now. Don't make me hurt you, I don't want you, but I will. See motherfuckers killed over phone bills. Never will I die, I'll be back. Reincarnated as a motherfucking Mac. 11, cause in heaven there's no shortage on G's. I'm telling you now, you motherfuckers don't know, man. You don't know, no.
Topic, bro. So we're gonna be talking about, man, moving forward, man, and moving forward in life without forgetting about the lesson you've learned, but you want to forget about the bad, you know?
Yeah.
So what's up, Uno, man? What you got to say about that, man?
Well, look, for some people, moving forward is to me it can come kind of difficult, you know, based on my experiences growing up. You know,
LA1,
yeah.
Carlos, I apologize. Just before we get into this, I want to let everybody know the chat room is open. If you guys want to speak with the guys or myself, collaborate via chat or call in, the phone lines are always open, and you're more than welcome to chat with us in the chat room. Go ahead. I apologize.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, most definitely hit us up. You know, get on the chat. Get on that chat and hit us up, man. We're right here.
All right, that'll work.
So, yeah, man. So, yeah, okay. So what's up? We know what you were saying there, man.
It's just moving forward, you know. Sometimes in life things happen where you know, sometimes you got to let it go. In order to be able to move forward, you have to just let it go, you know, whatever happens, you know?
Yeah, man.
And that's just speaking in general terms, you know, and people can apply that concept to their own life. And like, yeah, you know what? There's been times where I've had to just let things go and move forward because unless you let go of something in the past,
yeah,
you really can't move forward from that.
You can't. Yeah, you'll be stuck there. It's like a, you know? It's just like, yeah. And it's like, but you got to also learn that lesson and keep that in mind,
yeah.
You know, because then you're going to keep repeating the same mistake over and over.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So there's, like, different things to forget and different things to, you know, always remember. I remember, man, like, I got things from when I was a kid, dude, from, you know, being out in the streets, you know, and
and just being out there, man. And there's things that happen, dude. And it's like, man, I can't forget it, but
Everybody has their moments that you can't forget it. You know, it's just unforgettable moments. But yeah, you have to learn how to move forward from it. You know.
Yeah. So, is there anything specific, man? Well, tell us a little something, man, about
me and myself. I grew up mainly a lot in the strong religion, in the foster system. From a young age, I think starting at 5 years old.
Oh, man, yeah, that's been rough.
I was always in and out with that. And
So how was it, the foster system, dude? What is it? So you're talking about, being in a foster home?
Yeah. And at one point, I was thrown in a foster system because my mom used to abuse me.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And that left a little scar on me because it happened when I was a youth.
Yeah.
And I went through my phases to where at one point I hated my mom.
Oh, shit. Man.
That led me to I went through the whole system, started from foster home system, juvenile camp.
Oh, you're a YA baby, man.
Yeah. I've been through it all, you know?
Yeah.
But at a certain age, I used to hate her, you know?
Yeah.
And then, but as I got older, I came to a point where I realized where I had to forgive her.
Right.
You know? In order to move forward and to allow myself to grow as an individual.
Yeah. But see, now that just puts you like, you know, you, I don't know if you're a parent or not, if you have kids, but now you know what not to do. You know what I mean? What, because you know the feeling, you know how it feels to be, you know, feeling like, man, my mom, this and that, and.
Yeah. We all want to better for our kids, and you know I don't have no kids right now, but when I do, you know I really hope to raise them good and set a good example for them, you know.
Yeah,
you know, and so that they can move forward too,
right,
you know.
Right. But yeah, man, it's like, yeah, dude, I didn't go through that like foster home or anything like that, man. For me, it was more like, I don't want to say like, but more or less like not getting the attention a kid needs, you know what I mean? The discipline,
okay.
You know what I mean? Because my mom was always there. She was always, you know, she always cooked. She made sure I ate, you know, but another thing is I had too much freedom. I remember being out when I was a kid out in Long Beach, dude. I used to be on the streets, man, like since I was like 9, 10 years old, dude. On my bike, dog. God, I used to go all the way up to Delamo Mall, dude. Like way, like far, dog. Up on the LA River, that bike path right there. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I'd be, hey, dog. And now I think, like, I'll see a 10-year-old, and I'll be like, oh man, like how was I out in the streets at that age?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, man, that taught me what I learned from that, man, was fucking who to trust and who not to trust, man.
Yeah, that's not your street.
Dog, yeah, I mean, that's the best. You got to have that street smart, dog, because there's some people out there that will try to hustle you or try to, you know. And luckily, I was ever like, hey, kid, you want to go? They want to hear your old man. Hey, kid, come in, you know what I mean?
You know, at one time, by my house, I went into a kidnapping.
Oh, shit, is that right?
Yeah, there was two dudes who were trying to kidnap this negro.
What
you
the
know,
hell?
And this little negro kid, eh?
Yeah.
And me and my brother, I swear, man, we had these bow and arrows that we had made.
Bow and arrows?
Bow and arrows.
What the fuck?
And we used to get the ligas from the guy who passed out the newspaper. And we used to get the bottom of a rod of a fucking a gancho.
Yeah.
And we'll get a little fucking thing like that, tape it to the wood.
Yeah.
And just shoot it through there.
I can see it, dog. I'm visualizing right now. That's a weapon right there, homie.
We ran over there and started shooting at
you
too.
Four
and
arrow,
but that kid got
away. Goddamn, fool. I used to make shit, but it was like
kids,
remember those fucking, you get the milk, the top of the milk, you cut it off, you put a balloon on it and a rubber band?
Yeah, oh yeah, the little bean.
Yeah, but that's how I did. Damn, that shit, that's a projectile. That thing go through you and shit.
I don't know. One time I just, as a kid, I just went on one and... And I used to get creative, eh?
Yeah.
And that's one of my creations. And my brother made his own, you know?
Hey, fool. Just put me in a sawed-off shotgun and shit out of my fucking... God damn.
Okay. Hey, listen. I want to, you know, stay on the topic right now. We do have a caller that wants to join us and share some things with us. And this right here is Vince. Can you hear
Vince?
Us okay?
Hey, what's going on, Vince?
Hey, thanks for having
Vince.
Me on the show. Hi, can you hear me?
Man, how you doing?
Hey, I go by Vince in the Bay. I'm in your chat room as Vince in the Bay. And
Vince in the Bay.
And I'm a Blog Talk Radio host myself. And I haven't seen your show before, so I just found it, and so far I like it. It seems very positive, and I'd like to share my story, if it's okay.
What's your story concerning moving forward? I want to hear this one.
Okay.
Vince.
Can we turn down the music?
How old are you right now, Vince?
Can we turn down the music? I can't hear myself talk.
Turn it down. Yeah, go ahead, Ben.
All right, first off, full disclosure, I'm a convicted cyber criminal.
Okay. Now, what does that mean?
It means you're real smart.
It means you're one of those guys.
Now, well, you asked how old I was. I'm 40 years old. I turned 40 this year.
Okay.
And
you're a little older than me.
Yeah. And so, essentially, in a nutshell, do you know PETA?
Yeah. PETA.
People for
the
Ethics
of
Animals.
Right.
Yeah. For,
okay.
That's like animal abuse and all that stuff.
Yeah. I hacked their website and took down like 500 web pages and videos.
Yeah. Okay.
And the story behind it is, I do video. I'm not a hacker. Okay, I'm a videographer. I do video and audio and film production and stuff.
Oh, where do you know how to?
Go ahead, man.
Go ahead.
So,
sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. I got hired by PETA to do to produce and edit video content for their website.
Okay.
And from the beginning, I could tell it wasn't really a good fit. Just because, like, you know, I'm all for helping out the animals and everything. And I love practicing my craft of, filmmaking. And I thought, and I had been contracting with this organization for a while, and they had an opening, and they liked my work, so they asked me to come on full time to be their managing video editor.
Okay.
And so I took the job. I picked up and moved down to L.A., got an apartment down there, signed a year lease, started working for PETA, managing their videos, editing them, uploading them to the internet, on their website, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. But what was pretty – so you were putting up the videos and everything, but – like, so you didn't actually hack the system. You already had access to it then, right?
Right. So, you're right. I just did hacking just to make it, you know, simpler, but obviously you know more about hacking than I presumed.
Nah.
So, yeah.
What did you do, man? What was
how did you end up in jail, man?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
First of all, I never served time in jail. I'm technically not a felon. It was a misdemeanor. But
okay.
But, okay, so they hired me as a full-time employee, and then things didn't work out, and they fired me. And I was like, that's cool. You know, I wasn't really feeling this anyway. But they said, but they're like, you know what, Vince, we really like your work, though, and we'd like to offer you, you know, another contracting position like we did before. It seemed to work out better when you were a contractor, so let's go back to that. And I was like, you know, I just moved to L.A. I had no other job prospects at the time. So I was like, all right, let's do this. Sure. So they gave me their computer to take back to my home or my home office and continue working with them on individual projects. And I signed a contract for them with them for 3 months. And they... And in that 3 months, they gave me a project working with this woman, and she was a representative of PETA UK. Apparently, you know, PETA has, like, you know, PETA all over the place. There's like PETA India, PETA Afghanistan, PETA Mexico, PETA, you name it.
And, right.
And so this particular project was with PETA UK. And it was this this woman, I have to consider her a client because she was a client at the time. And she is just impossible to work with. You know those types where it's just, you know, you just can't do anything right. And so
she was like all over the place, like complaining about this, complaining about that. What'd you do, man?
Well, not even complaining, just kind of like she thinks she knows what she wants, but I don't think she really knows what she wants. So,
okay.
So like she gave me this project to do, and I'm an editor, and I'm used to working with clients and giving them like a rough edit. They look at it and they say, all right, well, let's change this and that, and move this there and take this out and put this in, blah, blah, blah. No problem.
Yeah.
That's part of the process. It's not a big deal. So I go back, I do another cut, and I present it to them, and they're like, "Yeah, this is a little bit better, but you know, let's do this and that and blah." Okay.
Yeah. But okay.
10
Sorry
edits.
Sorry to interrupt you, man. But
yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm just kind of like wondering.
Those are the same kind of people that can't choose. What kind of taco they want at a taco place?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
Same.
Okay, hey man, but listen, man. What? Like, not to cut you off or anything. But what exactly did you do? Because
I'm getting there.
What was the?
I'm getting there.
It's
a story. Story too slow.
No, well, I'm listening. Go ahead, man. Continue.
Go ahead. Follow through.
I'll try to speed it up, but. I'm tired, and I'm going to get through it as fast as I can.
Follow through.
Right. So
stay on point. Stay on topic.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to. I'm trying to.
All right. Go ahead, man.
So, I go back and forth with this woman, and it gets to like the 10th version of the edit that I'm doing for her.
Wow.
And I send it to her, and she's like, you know what? I think I liked it better when it was the second edit. Can we go back to that? And I'm like,
okay.
Are you fucking shitting me?
Wow.
Fucking Christ.
Oh, crazy.
At that point, I was like, you know what?
Those words exactly, huh?
And at that point, I was just like, you know what, people? I'm gonna get you to this edit. We're gonna finish it, and then I'm done. This contract is over. When this contract ends, I'm done. I don't want a new one. I want to part ways. I want nothing to do with you people. So I finish the project. I deliver it. I give them back their computer. I give them back everything, and I clean my hands of them. They clean their hands of me, and it's done. Right.
Okay.
But But when you, you know, when you contract and freelance and stuff, you don't, you know, you have to invoice your client for payment.
I think I hear your story.
All right, man. So what did you do is what I want to know. Like,
okay,
I hear you say PETA, and I thought you were going to say that you put a bunch of dogs to sleep. You hacked your system, and you put a whole bunch of dogs to sleep or something. I weren't supposed to.
No, you're saying you got to invoice your client.
So what was the actual thing that you did? I mean, what'd you do? What'd you do? Put sugar in her tank? You get back at her? What happened here, man?
Vince the Bay.
I'm still trying to get to that. Can you give me a minute?
Right. Well, go ahead, man. I'm just kind of, you know what I mean, wondering what's the point, because it's getting a little long, you know? Well, what happened exactly?
What did you do? Stop. I'll just stop. It's cool. If it's not...
You know what? Go ahead and continue, because you've already started.
Yeah,
you got my attention, so...
I'm wondering what it is, but I'm kind of...
Yeah, they're just having fun. You know, that's what we do here on Versatile Radio, you know what I'm saying? So,
I'll tell you what. Hang on a second. Give me a minute here. You see in your chat room, COG. You see Revolution Radio.
Girl? Yes, sir.
Those people would not be listening to your show right now if I was not here. If you want me to go,
we're chatting. No, nah, we're not telling you to go. We're telling you to follow through.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And that was K-Nim Activated Records with Silent Night. And he also had somebody singing with him on that track. I don't want to get the name wrong. So, yeah, that's a brand spanking new track right now. It's only been released to Versatile Radio. We're going to go ahead and keep it pushing with Push Me Away. We want to apologize to Mr. Vince from the Bay. Our pleasure was, you know, that you were able to call in and we got you live on the air. I hope you call back. I mean, you did call back on our Real Talk Tuesday with Carlos Trejos. And, you know, like I said, we like to have a whole lot of fun on these type of shows.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hope you know, didn't take anything personal. I know you had
a our time with moving forward.
Yeah, he did explain that he did have a pretty hard week, and you know, he's been going through some.
Yeah,
things.
He said he was kind of sleepy or something too. That he was.
That's okay.
You know,
I
tired,
hope you're going.
So,
yeah.
Go ahead and call back, man. If you're still out there listening, you finish your story, dude.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Push Me Away, Wisa Claros. We'll be right back.
Something strange going on with our love. I can feel it in my heart, and your eyes never lie, and it's tearing us apart.
The topic of the day is moving forward, man.
Yeah,
about situations in life where you had to move forward from.
Yeah, man. It's like, how are you going to move forward without
letting
past,
go of the past?
Without the past, though. You need a little bit of it.
Or if you're still clinging to the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So, yeah, man. It's like this, dude. if you don't learn the lesson for something you did wrong, bro, you gotta keep doing it, man. I remember, dude, like when I did my first bid, dude. I was in there, man. You see a lot of people in there, and a lot of them, they're knuckleheads, man. They like being in prison.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about they're leaving, they're going to parole, and they talk about, oh man, hey, I'm gonna take a little vacation, man. I'll be back. And I'm thinking, like, how the fuck is this? Like, how this dude is gonna say I'll be back? Like, if he's going in, like, if outside his jail. And coming back home.
He's already expecting to
that's,
come back.
Yeah, that's like a that's trip. Just setting yourself up for failure, man.
Yeah.
See, that is sticking to the past too much, man.
And you know,
I mean,
my time that I've been in there, and I talked to a lot of people in there, man, and a lot of those people are in there because they couldn't let go of something that happened in their youth. Because a lot of us, man, when we get into gangs and stuff like that, it's because of something that happened in our youth. 9 times out of 10, there's something
right
there, you know, something that gave you, and going with taking that route was an outlet, you know.
Yeah.
But as you grow up, like I said, man, some people never let go of that.
Yeah, man.
You know,
some people grow
out of it, but some people even the people in most of the lifers, man, it's because they couldn't let go and they got caught up.
What I did, man, while I was in there, dog, is I turned a bad situation into a good one, dog. I bettered myself mentally and physically, you know.
Yeah.
I started working out, you know, hitting it hard, and bettered myself physically, and then started reading, man. Reading a lot,
I believe, everything I could
get my hands on, man.
I believe that's one of the most valuable lessons somebody told me, man. They said, whatever you do in life, just make sure that when you look back, you can say you
know what I learned? Learned from prison, dude, it's
patience,
respect.
Yeah.
Patience and respect, man, because I was an impatient person,
yeah,
dude, as a kid, as being younger, man, as a teen and young adult, man. And being in there, dude, and taking, getting that freedom taken away from you, it really opens your eyes, dude, and you start appreciating the little things, you know, being able to go outside whenever you want, you know, being able to walk outside in a fresh night, you
and
know,
just enjoying the simple things in life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man, I would read a lot in there, dude, and I came out, man, and I got out, and that's the first thing I did was get a job. You know, I discharged in 13 months, you know, the minimum.
Yeah, and that's the simple thing about patience, man, is patience teaches you, you know.
It teaches you to be patient, you know. There's nothing worse than being impatient, man, when you can't wait for something, you know.
But
like,
I believe patience also teaches you insight.
Yeah.
You know, because with patience comes wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, if you pay attention, you know, that's
right.
Why there's patience.
Yeah, because, yeah, if you're impatient, you're going to lose shit. But, yeah, man, but you did a little bit, man, there too, man. From what you did, 13 years.
Yeah, 13 years,
that's,
man.
That's a minute, man. That'll teach you a grip.
Yeah, but,
of patience.
But like I said, yeah, it did. But at the same time, I knew once I stepped out here,
yeah,
I had to move forward, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 35 years old. You know, I'm not trying to go back. So I got to do what I got to do to make it and move forward out here, you know.
Yeah, man.
And, yeah, I'm over here working, you know. I paint cars, you know.
Yeah.
Preparing to paint them. We just got one done today. And tomorrow I go get paid.
That's right.
You know,
hey, man,
my
that's
bills,
right, dude.
Buy my food.
You're
you
making
know,
your money.
Making
you know,
my
it's
money,
like,
man.
It's
know,
like a lot of people,
little,
dude. There's a lot of people, dude, that are like, you know what? I got to get that money, and I ain't gonna work for it. You know, that's me stuck in the past too, dude. That's being stuck in childish ways. You know.
Sometimes, yeah, true enough. Sometimes they're just plain being lazy. This shit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, there's
something work, you know. I can't respect a lazy man, man. My brother don't work for shit.
Oh, is that right?
He's been in and out of jail, and he never
oh,
get a job.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
You know,
man.
And I don't know what the hell's up with him.
Yeah,
I can't respect that, man. I'm gonna write him a letter. I'm like, hey, when you come out, do something, homie.
Yeah,
you know, get some respect for you.
Yeah, man. Time wasted, dude. That's all bad, man.
I have idle time,
you know.
I believe in having a strong work ethic.
Right.
You know. So
more, you know, more power for any man that believes in that, you know.
Oh yeah, you have to have a strong work ethic. I mean, if you can't have that work ethic, dog, I mean, what are you gonna do? You know what I mean? Well,
yeah.
you ain't gonna want to go to work.
I mean,
you're gonna have to either. You're gonna have to hustle.
At 35, I can't be depending on nobody, man. Yeah. You know, I gotta support my own self.
Yeah, and then you start thinking the consequences of hustling, you know.
You know.
Yeah, and so it's like, man, I ain't trying to go back to that, dude. I'd rather be out here broke than in there.
Yeah, you know thankfully I mean? I got to show off my skills with this first car right now, and they like it, man.
Oh, is that right?
I did a good decent job.
We're gonna make a. It's not gonna be a American restoration. It's gonna be Mexican restoration.
As good, I'm telling you, it's just as good, homie.
That's right. So customers happy,
you know, and, they're happy. They're gonna come pick
it
up.
Talk about moving forward, right there.
You know, and, tomorrow's payday.
Hey, but when it comes to payday, they want to be late.
Like,
when it comes to payday, they're like, you know what, man? Why don't you go ahead and come back after lunch?
Yeah, no.
And I'm like, I can't even eat, man. I need that money.
Nah, they this guy right here, they got
he's
money.
He's on top of that shit.
Yeah, they're on top of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, hey, they gotta keep you happy, fool. You're making them money, fool.
One time I stayed late to work. And I was on my way out. I couldn't find my credential. I forgot it.
Were you ID?
And the guy manager said, don't trip, man. He's like, police pull you over. Just tell them you're working on so-and-so's car. That you work over here on Benji's car while we're working on so-and-so's car. I'm like, oh, is that right?
Oh, he told you in Spanish?
Yeah, you know, like,
I'm
like, cool shit. Like, I got a pass, cool shit.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, you know what? You know, over here, you know, for me moving forward and stuff, you know, I'm over here making my little connection stuff.
Hey, well, I imagine a dude with some tight-ass jeans on, some cowboy boots, a cowboy hat with a grip of gold chains on with a little bit of hair sticking out of his chest, out of his shirt, you know what I mean? Because you got to have the hair sticking out, you know? And this fool was talking about, don't trip, you know me, just tell him, hairy chest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Hey, but what power did this guy have? He's always by name. Like, imagine if you would have got pulled over.
You know what? I haven't even asked.
Hey, but imagine if you really would have got pulled over and you would have told him, like, no, hey, well, this fool said me. They're like, oh, that guy,
but
we got to get his
ass. I'm going to tell you what. They got this a small town. My brother, my older brother, he's been here 40 years. And when I told him I was working over there, we stopped at his friend's house. He's like, oh, my. Ahí está trabajando en el car wash del Benji.
Okay,
and I was like, but he said, like, he knew him, you know, like,
he knew him.
Yeah,
I know that from my first name, don't trip.
But they all been here their whole life, and they're really, like, in their 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, is that right? Like, hey, tú conoces al Benji? He's like, no, al Benji, no, yo corteo su carnal, you know? Oh, like, oh, is that right? Like, my brother knows his brother. So tomorrow I'm going to tell him, hey, you know, you got a brother named Memo. You know?
Tecate is a small town, dog. It's a small town.
Yeah,
you know why
exactly.
I noticed that? I noticed I went to a party one time, and I seen family members of my sister-in-law there, and I was like, oh, hey, what's going on, you know? And, and they were actually good people. They let me stay at their pad when I first got here.
My town, man.
You know. And I went, you know, I said, what's up, and everything, and gave my respects. And you're right, dude. It's a small town right here, dog.
Yeah.
So you got to, next thing you know, you're meeting one person, they're like, and then don't know somebody you know.
Yeah.
Hey, be like, oh, you know this guy?
Yeah, I know this guy.
This fucking guy right here. You know this guy?
Especially, we stand out even more, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So we, you know?
Yeah, man. But, hey, dude, it's like, how did you, when you first got here, moving forward, man, like, how have you moved forward, dude, since you've been here? And Tecate, how do you feel you've moved forward?
Well, man, since I've been here in Tecate, man, I'm going to tell you.
Well, what?
I found this house by looking for my brother's house. Man, I was lost. I couldn't find my brother's house.
Yeah.
You know, even though I've been there one time, I couldn't find it. So I came up this hill, man, and I meet one of the fellas. You know. Like,
yeah.
I meet this guy. Like, oh, he tells me, hey, are you a homie? I was like, yeah, man, I'm a homie and stuff. You know, all right, man, what's going on? I'm looking for my carnal's house.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't find it. Like, oh, well, you know, come on in. You know, like, where you been? Oh, I've been over here. I've been over there. You know, it starts prison-wise.
Yeah.
Like, is that right? And you know what? They greeted me with with open hands, and they gave me everything I needed.
Yeah. Well, you know, the homies got you like that, dude. I remember, fool. I remember. Dog.
And this
motherfucker, he always used to get lost. I go, how you gonna get lost from up the street, fool? You live up the street, dog.
Yeah.
I ain't never been to your house, fool, but I know how to get there, fool.
Yeah.
I remember, you know what I mean? So, three blocks down, make a left, you're there. But
real quick,
go ahead, Mary.
We got a live caller on the line that wants to join the conversation. We also have a special request for some Trenier. So I'm going to go ahead and bang this real quick for Mama Laffy, our sister. On my left, we'll be right back with our live caller.
All right.
Yeah, Restart Radio.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, we got Miss Lena B on the phone right here. What's going on, Lena?
Hi.
What's up, Lena? What's cracking? How you doing?
I'm feeling pretty good, you know, kicking in my town, Riverside.
Yeah.
So what would you like to say on the subject here of moving forward?
You know, honestly, I think in order to move forward in life, it's just really reaching out to God. You know, we sit back, we live our lives to ourselves selfishly, you know, we want to feed the flesh, but the only way we can move forward is through God. I mean, pushing through this war, and really the war in life is, it's in our heads, you know, it's not all this political government stuff, it's war in our head, and we have to constantly struggle each day to look forward to God in each day, you know.
That's a great way to look at it. Well, so do you feel the youth today have learned anything from the past generation's mistakes? Like, or are they going to continue doing the same thing, you know?
I honestly feel like the 90s youth, they're very, you know, unique. God created them strong and able to go through a lot, you know? So they're able to pull up the youth of this generation because, you know, all that subliminal stuff, all that mind wash, blah, 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 that people talk about, it's all perverse on the radios now. And the younger youth besides
us,
they need us to pull them up. And that's what we're created for.
Yeah,
I know where she's coming from. I feel a very underlying, subtle perverseness to today's youth and what they're getting fed in
Miley
their
Cyrus
mind,
and whatnot,
you know, and
right.
On a certain level, I think they need to be better guided from the older generation. Like, look, man, that's too much, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's like the past generation, like you said, the 90s. You didn't in the 90s. I don't remember really seeing. I mean, there was a lot of violence on TV and in the music, but it was. The 90s music and the 90s generation is really unique. And I can say that. That's
real,
my generation.
Real subtle, they're real humble.
It's been a lot,
you know. Same as everyone else. It's just we're all warriors of ourselves. And God's created us, and he's calling us now to, you know, pull that generation up because they're getting lost in the world. And that's what we're here for.
Each and
every one of us has, you know, musical gifts in us. And that's what I kind of want to do, you know, kind of push forward in the music industry with, you know, my boys right here and just produce new music for the world to hear, you know, more. Like on a higher level with God.
That's right. Put that good word out there, not only just the music, but as long as with a good message in.
Right.
Get people, you know, to just do the right thing.
The music.
How long have you been
producing music for, Alina?
Actually, you know, ever since I was little, I kind of wrote here and there. So recently, you know, me and my boyfriend, we got into music together, and we've just been writing, busting flows. His uncles get into music. They make beats, you know.
What style of music do you do?
You know, I personally am a singer, but I rap with the boys, you know, just kicking it with my boys.
Okay, that's right.
Okay. Maybe one of these days you do something for us.
Yeah. Hey, so what would be your contribution to this world? If you could contribute anything, you know, what would you contribute?
If I could contribute to change it
for the better.
Or if she could change something.
I would probably have to say I would change their mind frame. Their point of view on life is wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, are you talking about a little bit like on the moral side?
Yeah, kind of like through Christ's eyes. If I could, I would try to reach everybody through God.
Right.
Okay.
Well, that's a good way to look at it. You have that message in your music then.
Yep. Very much so.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't see that too much. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I think we need more people setting a good example like that.
Yeah.
Especially in this generation, man. You have some of these artists that some of their music is so just way out of line, man.
It's the internet, man. It's all this information. Let's get back to last week's topic, but,
you know,
it's too much information, man. There's too much things out there. It's like everybody's walking around with knowing everything, and it's just like, hey, these kids know more than you do. Yeah. You like, 'cause they got everything at their fingertips, man.
Yeah,
they got handheld devices.
Yeah,
they got a computer.
The whole world
fingertips. Instead of noticing what's going on around them, they're just connected to this electronic, you know?
Right.
But I mean, it's cool. It's a good thing. But you know, in
the double
in moderation, man. You know, you gotta have things in moderation. You can't have too much of it. Because too much of anything is bad.
Hey, Lena, how old are you, Lena? If you don't mind me asking.
18.
Okay.
She said that proudly. Oh.
That's yeah. Right. She said 18.
Yeah, she said 18.
That's right, Mom. Hey, Nina.
Yeah.
Mijo, is there a song you want to hear? Any particular song that's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, actually, can I hear, do you have Straight from the Heart?
Sure do. We sure do.
All right.
Do.
Before that, sure, Nina, I just want to give you thanks. You know, Mary, if you're looking for any real good beats and stuff, Mary Fisher right here. This is my Nina. She raised me, taught me everything I knew, and I just want to give
right.
Thanks, Nina.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah,
you're very
that props on the air, man, right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's right, Lena.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that right?
I was doing it right here.
Well, this song is still
no,
your
isn't she a...
Yeah.
Yeah. I love you, Mijo.
I love you, too.
We'll be right back.
Straight and from the heart. Going out to Miss Lena.
Lena, yeah. Lena actually, I guess she had to go, but I just want to tell her thank you, and that's one of my hearts right there. So,
yeah. Smart, she has a good head on her shoulders.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's more youth like that in you know, leading the way.
And, you know, you don't really hear that in a lot of youth like that, man. To be a stable minded.
Yeah,
usually
at that age,
all
over the place.
Mature.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a future. Looks good.
Yes, definitely.
So what's up, Mary?
Well, you know, I'm just listening to you guys, and you know, just trying to relate to everything you guys are talking about, especially, you know, just being incarcerated, and you know, I completely agree with, you know, like my last term, you know what I'm saying? I completely took that, and you know, being with all the different terms that I had done over the past, 23 years, in and out, I took this last term and I utilized the time and utilized, you know, not just, I don't want to say so much like you, Carlos, you know, you worked out and da, da, da. I did more of the mentality thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know,
work
to where, you know, and that did include patience, of course, you know what I'm saying? And everybody and anybody knows that, you know, doing time alone, you know, of course, it requires you to gain and to learn about patience, you know. Basically, it's like hurry up and wait, you know what I mean? And
yeah, exactly, hurry up and wait.
Yeah. So, but, yeah,
and
definitely,
you know.
I go ahead, Bill.
I heard I think it's like twice, three times it's tougher on a woman to be in jail or prison than what it is for a man. And I think the statistics are that 90% of the women behind prison are there because at some time, either sometime other point of life, they've been either abused or something having to do with the man that did them wrong.
Yeah.
Or the dad.
I don't know about
something.
That high. It's really that high?
Yeah, it's up to
90?
It's the statistics up there are up there of where
at that high. I mean, like I feel you, like you said, with this like as far as like being busted, you know, but like with this last term I did, I was more angry, you know, because of the fact that they put me in there for a bullshit reason, you know. It's like, yeah, I understand that they feel that I did a crime, you know, and even though I did my time in state, they still wanted to still keep going after me, you know. And this last term being in the feds, I was angry, and it was actually harder, you know, because it was harder for me to accept. You know, because it's a bullshit charge. Illegal reentry is stupid.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like how I understand that they want to keep people out, but it's like so the things that they're doing. I mean, the way that they're treating Hispanics out there and people that are illegal, it's just a way of them being racist. It's a subtle racism, and not even so subtle. It's just that because it's a foreigner from another country, they're gonna allow for us to get exiled, you know?
I
listen to my voice, you know? I don't have any kind of Spanish accent on me. I mean, I was in the United States since I was 2 or 3 years old, too. And you know, like, what's that? I didn't go over there on my own. And see, that's the anger I had in me. And that kind of, it set me back a little bit mentally. And it was harder. I had a harder time coping with it, with doing that time, you know? But I still did it, you know? But just a little bit harder. It's a little bit harder.
Hell yeah.
But you know, I move forward. I you know, I'm thank God I'm here, you know, and you know, do what to do.
When I started my turn, man, I had a hard time accepting, man, that they gave me so much time for what I did, man.
Right.
And I remember I was being sentenced, man, and I got sentenced. I was shocked, you know.
Yeah.
Not shocked, but you know, like, man, I'm
that's a long
years.
Time, dude.
You know?
Yeah, to do that much time, man, that's
and,
crazy, dude.
And I remember the guy came in, man, and one of
I'd be
the
like,
homies from Watts, he came in and he was mad. Hey, I don't know what the hell. He was mad. He started throwing apples and everything. And everybody knew I had just got 13 years, you know?
Yeah, dude. I see people go crazy in there.
I remember when I was.
You
when
know
I was
how much
in the
time
hole?
This guy had?
Yeah.
He got a year.
A year?
And doing all that rough.
What's
and,
up? Man, I'll do a year.
You know,
standing
and
in my head.
We're looking at him like.
Hey, fool. I remember when I was in the hole, there was this dude in there, and this guy was crazy. As a matter of fact, I used to work with this guy in the kitchen, and we would be bagging the lunches. You know how they give you your lunch? You go in the morning for chow, and they give you your lunch in a bag while you're coming out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, I don't know how it is now, but that's how it was back in the days. And we used to be the ones that would bag the lunches for the next day's lunch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this fool would just yell out the most random, crazy shit. This fool would yell out that commercial, what's in your wallet? Yeah, out of nowhere. And I'll just be rolling. And this fool had crazy tattoos on him, dog. He had like a tattoo of two UFOs on his chest. And they were going down into an alien, into a person getting abducted. And this dude, he had himself getting abducted. It was a tattoo of himself getting abducted by two UFOs.
Okay.
And he's like, this is where I came from. This is my culture right here. I'd be like, okay.
He's an alien.
Well, anyway, this guy was in the hole, and he was going crazy. He started screaming, it's in my head, because they had, you know how the TV's on, and you can't see it, but you can hear it.
Yeah.
And they would have it on a music station.
Yeah.
And dude was just like, it's in my brain. He started throwing everything out of his cell, started flushing his toilet, flooding it. Oh, man.
I was in there with a guy who thought they put satellite sensors on him. So he used to always cover his nose with toilet paper, always cover his mouth.
Oh, wow.
He's like, the satellite signals, the signals. You know?
Yeah, man.
And he told us a trip.
But that's the
like
thing,
that,
dude.
Right?
Prison will do that to some people.
Yeah, man.
Being locked up like that so people can't take it, man.
I've seen a guy get 20 years for a reentry, man.
Yeah, they agree with you. I've seen dude 15 years for reentry.
Recently, when I was right there, man, I tried to find my reentry, my deportation, and a guy got it.
But right now they're getting rid of those cases with that, because they're hopefully they passed. I don't know if they passed or not, but nonviolent, federal nonviolent. If it's nonviolent, they can't sentence you to more than a year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's too many people locked up.
Yeah, but I don't know. My message is, man, for anybody who's done time or is doing time or is going to get out, man, when you get out, man, come out and do it, man.
Yeah.
You know, right? It's they tell you it's hard, but you know what? If you have determination, man, come out and move forward, man. Take that first step out there.
They want you to go back, dog, because you're a number and you're money
forward,
for them.
Man. Say, I'm going to get a job,
right.
Do something, man. You know, that's my advice that I could tell people.
Prison is actually
it,
set up as you come back, you know. It's some money, dog. And it's all the American people's money in the United States. It's all that budget, and they're like, look at all the people in here, man. Come on, give us more money. Give us more money.
But even though I knew I was going to be deported, man, when I said, you know what? When I get out of here, I'm going to move forward, you know?
And it's a business. They got up Northern California, have so many prisons, dude. And they're just building them and building them and building them. And why doesn't anybody stop and say, why the fuck are we building all these prisons? We could be fixing the schools so these fools won't go to prison. So they'll be smarter not to go to prison.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But people are just like, oh, well, you know, that's going to give jobs to the community.
Yeah.
We got to build those prisons. You know, and it's like, man, morals are out the window.
And, you know, these they still have this old-ass, well, guess what prison is still running that's real old?
Other than San Quentin.
You know how old that, and you know how those cells are not even legal to be put.
Hey, weren't some shit run on steam there? It was so old and shit. Like, they have all that steam fans and all that.
I stayed a week over those little ass cells, man. I swear, man, I was shoulder to shoulder with the bunk.
Oh, yeah?
That's
what the hell's your bunk at?
They're not even supposed to be that small anymore. And
nah, hey,
running.
You got to be able to stretch your arms out, dog. If you can't stretch your arms out, they say that's cruel and unusual punishment.
Not exactly your arms, but
arms
back,
to arms to where you go hold like this. You know what I mean? Like a T. Spread your arms out. Because,
Listen, I'm going to go ahead and I don't mean to interrupt, but we got to take a break. I got this song right now by Mark E. Walker. He did this track with Mr. Stevie B. Mr. Mark E. Walker will be at Versatile Radio very soon. You guys enjoy. We'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Versatile Radio. So, yeah.
Here, that was giving a real Tuesday.
Mark E. Walker right there. Brand new artist.
Mark E. Walker.
Mark E. Walker. He'll be a Versatile Radio very soon. Yep. Very popular on the East Coast.
Yeah, they got that good sound. Man. I like that.
The vibe right there.
Yeah,
man. And we were discussing moving forward in life, man. And I wanna ask the callers, man. Event, in particular, man, is there any people out there who have, in particular, either done the term, been in prison, and got out, and can say that in a way you have moved forward? You know,
I mean.
That's I want to ask if there's anybody out there that can call in and tell their story like
that.
You know?
Right.
Is there anybody that can relate with that story?
Yeah, hopefully somebody calls in, man, shares that.
I believe there's a lot of people of the mentality in there that believe that because they have a record, because it comes from a certain background, that they can't get out and make it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They believe it's they don't have a chance. But I also want to show that there are people out there that can get out, have a record, and you can get out of here and get a job, man.
Well, I mean, this shit, like, the way I see it, dude, the way the prison system is set up and the way that they're punishing people, there's things that they do to you, like, as far as punishment, like, that don't fit the crime, man.
That
how are they going to put you in prison next to murderers and rapists and this and that?
Yeah.
And if
not
if
rapist,
you,
well,
not
rapists,
you know what
I
mean? You know what I'm talking about. But let's say you just, because for doing drugs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You ain't hurting nobody. You're just doing drugs. You know, or even somebody that was stealing for to feed their kids, man, or to feed themselves to survive. You know? And instead of rehabilitating them, they're sending them to prison, throwing them away. They're putting them in a situation where they have to turn into something that they weren't even. They might not even have been that.
Yeah.
You know? And
mm-hmm.
it makes them worse. And next thing you know, you got this guy that went in for doing drugs and had a celly that stole cars, and all he did was teach him how to steal cars and how easy it was and how much money he made. Next thing you know, you got this dude coming out stealing cars, went in for doing some dope.
Yeah.
That doesn't equal it, dude. And that's not moving forward right there. That's just keeping people behind right there.
And you know that there's an actual disease that's legally in the system.
Yeah,
it's called
Peter Pan syndrome.
No, it's called PICS, and you develop it from being incarcerated. It's a mental instability, and I learned that in school, and you know, a lot of us that have done time have been affected by that disease called PICS, and it involves a whole bunch. You know, unfortunately, we don't have that much time left on the show. The next time, next Tuesday on Real Talk Tuesday, I'm actually going to go ahead and put that in the notes as far as since you guys, you know, can completely relate to the whole doing time thing and that, we'll go ahead and put that in the notes so that way we could pull in some more listeners can relate to what you guys you guys are trying to get across here, and we'll definitely be able to touch down on a lot of things.
Yeah, I want to hear from the listeners, man, and anybody who's out there listening, man, I want to hear your story, man. Have you been to prison?
Whether it's prison or fishing, man, you know,
or anything, any other situation,
calling to the
story, man, you know, how you move forward afterward, or how you're moving forward, you know?
Yeah.
That's what we do here, man. We move forward, man.
Moving forward. Not backwards. If you stay backwards, you ain't going nowhere.
Play that song.
Hey, Carlos.
It's stopping us down, huh?
Play that. We got a song coming on.
Ain't Carlos, are you pushing buttons over there? You are, huh?
No, I'm not. No, I swear I'm not.
We'll be right back.
I know you're tired of being cause they just love to see the black man struggling.
So what are you saying, Todd?
It's time to come up, put your dollar bills in the air. He said, meet me at the White House, and I was there. Cause I'm one in a million, black men rising. They wanna keep me down, but I always surprise them. Spend my money in the hood, I know it's all good, and you should do the same.
same. I told you peep the game from too short. You know I'm the man, I lend my brother a hand, cause I know I can. I keep going and going, but I'm not the pink bunny. Instead of beating on the drum, I never stop thinking money. I'm getting all I can. If you don't, just slip. I can't wait to get to heaven just to have a grip. When I was broke, I couldn't afford a meal, but now I'm rich, I can't be fake, I got to keep it real. It's been a long time, baby, since I first got down, but I still keep making these funky sounds.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What's going on, Maddie?
Hey, hello.
What you doing?
Perfect.
Hey, Mary.
We all know who that is. That's DJ Shadow right there.
Shadow. Yeah. So what's up? We got Alicia on the line.
Yeah.
Hey, your name is Alicia
with an E.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't just be like everybody else and be with an A, Alicia. You gotta be
like,
special.
Hey, I didn't choose my name, motherfucker.
I know, right? My mom's the one who named me.
Hey, but you know how much harder that is to actually say?
What?
Okay, see?
Yeah, see.
Alicia comes from the
Bible. You know, you're the second person that told me that they cannot pronounce my name.
Alicia.
No, your name. How hard is it? You go from A to A. You know, it's like
it's Elisha.
It's supposed to be pronounced either way.
If it comes from the Bible, the Bible name is from what I know of, it's pronounced Elisha.
Elijah.
Yeah. Kind of like Elijah, but then it was his father was Elisha.
Wow.
Not Elijah. It was Elisha. You know.
Yep.
I know what they hear about that book.
So what's going on out there, Elisha? What's cracking?
Nothing. We're broadcasting
right
here from my work.
From that wonderful place.
Hey, I just want you to know we support the American Bud Free Liberation Movement.
Liberate the weed,
that's
baby.
Right.
Liberate the weed. Yeah.
Liberate it. Make it free.
Farms and crops, liberate them.
Yeah, liberate it. Make it free. Oh, yeah. Hey, fuck you. Go ahead and shoot me that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to have to pay for it. Hey, but you know what? That must make it easier, you know? Because, like, back in the days, remember? You used to have to call your connect. And then this motherfucker would always take forever.
Shit, we...
You know? And then this dude's always trying to sell you some heroin, too, you know?
Yeah, nah.
That's where all the bad is. That's how it's a gateway, you know?
Now
you go to a dispensary, and it's like,
In my neighborhood, we had our bus spots, man. Like, wherever you were at, you were always close to a bus spot. Everybody knew where to get some, you know?
Yeah, if I could tell my 23-year-old self that, hey, you know what, you go to a store and buy it, I'd be like, get the fuck out of here. You're lying.
You know what, that's one of the first things I wanted to experience when I got out. I was going to a Bud Lab, man, and buying Bud, man.
Yeah, I was going to have to travel to the Netherlands, you know what I mean, to Amsterdam to do that. Now I go to good old California.
That's something I still want
to
experience. I haven't got to experience that.
Not me,
but I believe I will one
either.
Day.
I still don't believe it, you know? I think everybody's playing some kind of cruel joke on me.
If I could come to that experience, it's Alicia.
Yeah,
you know, I come to that experience, girl.
Yeah.
Hey, come
it's
pay
like,
me
it's
a
like you get there and you go in and they're like, you're like, I knew it.
Come pay me a visit over here one time.
Yeah. Is empty.
I love you for it.
Yeah.
Hey, if you come across from where you're at and come over here, I will let you in personally.
Oh wow!
That sounds like a big challenge.
Hey,
right
all you hear right now is just silence and just a car real
squeaking. Oh,
she thought it was
helicopters.
Yeah, you hear all kinds
you
of stuff.
That to
you
who?
Hear dogs barking and Amiga in the background blowing the whistles.
Like, where the hell you think you going? This shit. I'm going to Indiana. The girl with the bun.
I push Uno over to the side. Like, get that food.
Hey, we'll be right back. I'm gonna play some Tripolar right now. This is Gangster. We'll be right back.
DC production. Tripolar. Live. To tell. Music.
Yeah. Turn the beats. Drop it. rotten, filthy little rats, me. Fuck the beat, I'm saying live, there's no sun. Opens up my toes, getting held now from no one. This world is vicious, malicious, to knock you on your ass. We spit the sickness, you witness it, bitches, all these last. Indiscretion, confession, and laid up on the feet. Redirecting your present attendance on the street. I'm cycled like Michael Rivals and Robert Territories. Not human like you with lies. I'm hella predatory, buying and buying you tired. Until the red is pouring higher and higher and higher. They're never ready for me. You don't impress me, nah, they can't reject me. Come to fix it as far, but not directly. See, that's the true definition they can make ya. This is the yours from the heart of the gangster.
Tripolar Gangster, yep. And the Vibe
Tripolar.
Tripolar, yeah,
a little bit of gangster vibe to it right there, that song. I like that, you know. Heard it once or twice.
Yeah, I like that. I like Tripolar. He got some banging ass sounds right there.
Yeah, I'm still learning a lot of about a lot of the artists out here.
Oh yeah.
Mary, you think this is a pretty good topic, and it kind of extended to another one, you know, through the other part of it, you know, next week, the whole